125 and 115, 183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Chaplain's Chapel Road. The 911 address is 19614 Chaplain's Chapel Road in Bridgeville. The zoning district is AR1. Tax map is District 430, map 23, parcel 44.03. We have zero letters of support, one letter of opposition, and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking an 8.8-foot and a 9.8-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing pole barn.
Good evening, Pat. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Ricardo Arnott, 19614 Chaplain's Chapel Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And will you be testifying as well? You're just here for support? Okay. Thank you.
Floor is yours.
All right. Okay. In June, I was looking to put a pole barn up. In April, I retired from the Department of Corrections, and I needed a place to put my equipment from my construction business and also my motorcycles. So I went and to Jim Weller, and he had the best prices. So it's a 30 by 60 building, 14 foot high at the walls and 18 foot high at the peak. So when I went there, I said, it's a steel building. I said, well, I need a permit. He said, no, you do not need a permit. And this came from Jimmy Weller, his son. He said, you do not need a permit simply because you're not putting posts in the ground. He said, you're putting a concrete slab and the steel building is on top of it. He said, it's almost like a shed. I was like, are you sure? He said, you don't need a permit. So I went through with it, paid for the building, got the building done. And come to find out, I was, I think, 6 feet, or is it 8 feet? I don't have the paperwork. I need to be 6 to 8 more feet in. I can't even remember the exact number.
It looks like you would need to be 9.8 feet on the north side and 8.8 feet on the south side.
Okay.
You need to be that much further away from the rear.
Yes.
Property.
So what I did was, I just generally speaking, I was like, okay, let me give myself some room on each side and some room in the back. And if I knew this in the beginning, I would have got the permit. We wouldn't even be here. But I was told that I didn't need a permit because I never built a pole barn before. So it's 9.8 feet, and you know, that's from me to you. I would have taken that into consideration and did it the right way if that was the case, but I didn't know. So the guys they used a subcontracting company from North Carolina. They came in, they had the building up in 2 days. And that's when I got the letter saying that I was in violation of a rear setback. If I could move the building in 9.8 feet, I would. But like I said, it's full concrete, steel, and I can't move it.
So you entrusted the contractor?
Yes.
And then, you know, this obviously was a surprise to you?
Yes.
This to hear you explain it, that you, has there been any complaints since the building has been up?
Well, I haven't had any complaints since the building's been up, but getting back to it, like, when the building was up, I took into consideration to be far enough off of this property line, far enough off of that property line, and far enough from the back. But what happened was the sides came in good, but the back and the front was off. And we live, it's like it backs to a field, which they are going to develop in the future, but it's nothing back there but field. And I didn't go on the property line. I still gave ample space. I think I can't remember the footage, but I went in to the point where I could drive two cars side by side back there.
I don't know if you're aware, I don't know if you got this, but did you get you have a neighbor that's not in favor of this. Have you had an opportunity to read?
I never got that.
The statement that is not in favor. Is it okay to give him?
Yeah, it just came in, I think.
It just came in. I just want you to read this so you can have an opportunity to respond if you want to take just a couple of minutes whenever you're ready.
Okay, from looking at this, none of this is accurate. Like I said, if I was aware that a permit needed to be had, I would have got the permit, you know. You know, this right here is something different. Like, this stuff in here is not accurate, it's not true. But the point is that, like I said earlier, if I knew I needed a permit, none of this would be even here right now. So with me being led in the wrong direction from the beginning, you know, I feel like I'm being, not being punished, but I'm being, having my fingers pointed at, I'm pointing fingers pointed simply because the people that built the building for me told me I did not need a permit. Now, like I said, I retired from law enforcement 25 years. I would never break a rule. That's just my thing. That's just my thing. And like I said, if I knew, this would have been a different situation. I didn't know. And I still put the building to where you can still see in my backyard, the neighbors can still see. There's no drainage or runoff or anything like that.
Okay. I just wanted you to see that so you have an opportunity.
Yeah, I never even knew this existed.
Yes, that came in. Was that, yes, came in recently. So I wanted you to see that so you could have an opportunity to respond.
But not to get into the details of what happened here, because if so, I might have to get an attorney and we can sort this out.
We're here for the shed. So.
Yeah, I understand that. But like I said, that's another issue that I can contact my lawyers and we can handle that separately. But like you said, this issue is the shed. If I knew I needed a permit, we wouldn't even be here right now.
Okay. Questions from the board?
Do you have any pictures of this shed? I don't see it.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
If you could just, on the image that we do have, if you could sort of show us.
Okay. Is it okay to approach? Okay. All right. Okay, so the building sits about, the back of the building sits about right here. Let's go from here to about here. And then the front of the building goes about from here to about here. Okay? It leaves me enough space to park my truck here. I could drive two cars back behind it if I wanted to. And so that's where the building sits. It sits almost like off to the side a little bit about right here. It's a 30 by 60. And like I said, I can drive in my driveway and drive straight back here to it.
Did you already add asphalt back there?
Yes.
Did you put more behind it where you say you could put cars behind it?
No, I did not put anything behind it. So what I did was, like, my driveway is right here, it's paved, and I just got a crush and run driveway up to it, and then it goes in front of the doors and stops here. There's nothing behind it.
Does the shed have gutters on it?
Does it have what, sir?
Rain gutters?
Yes, it does.
Has there been any issue with the rain? As reading in the letter, they were concerned that water would be going either by, they're worried about your septic, but on the neighbor's property by any chance?
As a matter of fact, my rain gutters and water has never ran from that building to the neighbor's yard. I purposely had my rain gutters. If you look at the front of the building, the front of the building is here. My rain gutters come down the front on this corner and down the back on that corner. So the water runs off directly on my property. And it never floods. Because what happens, the rain, it runs off on the front and it runs right off onto the the stone driveway, so it acts as even more drainage. So it will never make it over to the neighbor's yard.
Where is your septic system on the property?
Okay. Septic comes out of the house and the drain field goes about right here and it stops about right here.
So between to the north side, the north, the rear of the house on the north end just goes straight back. So it would be between the proposed pole building and the house.
Yes, because I didn't want to.
Does that include the drain field?
Yes, because I didn't want to put it on the drain field, because if something happens, you got to go in and, you know, and fix it. So it's the drain field is right here,
right,
and the building is back here.
Would that be a reason why you would not have been able to put that whole building further in?
Oh, I could have put it further in. I could have got it to where the 9.8 feet were,
but and not it, encroached on your
septic. And not encroached on the septic, because I would never put it there, you know, on top.
One of the other things that I had a question about, you mentioned that you're running a construction, you use your construction business there. Is that?
Well, I'm not running a construction business there. I keep my equipment in there. So okay. So when I go to jobs, I load everything up in my enclosed trailer and go. Because I don't have any more room in my garage to put, you know, saws and things of that nature.
I don't know if that'll need additional approval from the county, but Ms. Norwood may want to look into that. I don't know. I'm not sure if he needs a conditional use for that level of use or not.
No, I mean, it's not like it's just small stuff like table saws and things like that. It's no
personal, you know, use more than.
Yeah, it's personal use. Yeah. Okay.
When you it sounds to me like your position is you cannot make this building comply. Is that, am I understanding that correct?
Yes, and getting back to that, I was, like I said, I was led in the wrong direction, and if I could make it.
Well, one question that this board has is there has to be a demonstration that there's a uniqueness to the property, and that's a critical component here. What is unique about your property that would make it difficult to comply with the code? Or is it just that we have a builder error and that's you are relying on the builder?
Yes, I put full confidence in the builder. And if, can I approach again? Full confidence in the builder, because if I knew that this would have been that much of a problem, I could have had the building pointing this way. You know, I could have had the building turned this way. So if they came out and said, you know, hey, you can't put it there because of the drain field or whatever, I could have put the building here and I would have complied completely. But see, I didn't know that.
When was this placed?
This was put up in July.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
I got a quick question for you. Your neighbors beside you, do they have any issues? Have they said anything? I don't know who this person is, about your building.
Never said anything about the building. The only thing was, you know, my neighbor got upset because I took down a fence, and the fence was actually on the property line by like 6 inches. I said, okay, took down the fence completely. And I don't know, just.
So the other neighbors that you have, do they have sheds or buildings around them in the backyard, maybe?
Yes.
Close to yours?
Yes, they have a shed in the backyard.
Their shed, would you say it's close to the same setback from where yours
is? Actually, it's actually further back than my building, almost further back than my building.
Okay.
And also with trees planted on the property line, actually over the property line.
I had no questions.
If you would, please have a seat in the front.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13156? Is there anyone who is in opposition of case number 13156? Here, just in opposition, or you would like to speak? Okay. Would you like to speak? If you would, please come forward.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please? You just accidentally turned it off. It needs to be green. Thank Sorry. You.
My name is Jason Perry. My address is 19678 Chaplain's Chapel Road, Bridgeville, Delaware, 19933.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And is that property near this site?
Yes. It's right there south of his... according to this picture, 4404.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so was that your letter?
No, that was our letter. Yes.
That's okay.
But I just want to say, as far as his building, the side, as far as two cars. In between, that's not happening. He normally parks his truck there, and there's very limited room, you know, from the edge of his truck to the property. And then, you know, as far as my trees, you know, which really is not part of this case, whatever, but they actually are on the property line, and his shed is set back further than what my shed is. I have a little 12 by, 8 by 12, 10 by 12, 12 by 16. Shed back there that is able to be moved, you know, if need be. You know, there has been a few issues with this. As far as water runoff, you know, there is a major concern. One of my biggest issues with this this whole building is the fact that if he is given variance, being that there is other properties that are not, purchased yet or even up for sale, I can't tell what the numbers are from here, but they're the two properties that are backed up. If this variance is, approved, you know, then who's to say that the people from, you know, who purchased the next property, you know, in this, up and coming development, you know, if they put a pole building right there, and then we will have serious issues. You know, as far as his building being set back, you know, to one side or the other, it's definitely an eyesore. You know, it's a very large building. I do have pictures of it on my phone. If anybody would like to see, I can pull that up. You know, it's a very massive building. I disagree with it.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
I do have one question for you. If his building was set, I'm assuming the building is set to the back part of the lot.
Yes.
If he was to set closer towards his house, would that be better or worse for you? Because, I mean, if he's in his footprint, he's allowed to build a building.
If it's within footprint, you know, guidelines.
But my question to you then, if he was to build, I don't know where you're in conjunction. It's much built to the back part of that property. Would it be better if he built it closer to your house and his?
It really doesn't matter. It's his land. He builds what he wants on there anyway. You know, we've had issues with that, you know, going forward. So it really doesn't. If he moves it forward, you know, it's fine. It's an eyesore regardless.
Okay.
You did hear him testify. Obviously, you were here. The company that came in and did that, did you hear that? Do you understand that? And I understand. I read that, and you also said they were here like over the weekend and built it. Can you explain that?
They were here like roughly on a they came in like Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that, and then they ended up finishing up Friday like 10 o'clock at night. You know, they did work late. You know, it was a very quick process. They were in and out.
Okay.
questions.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name's Elmer Perry. My address is 16515 Cedar Corners Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And I believe we do have your letter in the record.
That's correct. You know, very good questions, by the way, on the other cases, too. One thing I like to point out, all right, because we've been in a drought this whole summer, all right, we don't know how much water is coming off that roof because we haven't been in the rainy season yet. We haven't seen the 100-year plans. I'm sure that setbacks are made for a lot of different reasons. And one of the ones is when you have a small footprint, I'm not sure, but I think that would be approximately an acre, all right, that his house and everything else sits on. All right, that house, then you have your drainage field. All right, you have a small, somewhat small footprint. All right, when you put, and he has a very nice house, all right, it's not small. I would have to say it's at least, you know, 18, 1900, 2000 square foot. That takes up a large portion of that footprint. Then you got a massive building back there, all right? Not for like home use, all right? Not for table saws or something like that. It could be a five-car garage, all right? It is a massive garage. Now that right there is a large footprint that's taken up on that 1 acre piece of property, or approximately 1 acre piece of property. So we don't know how much water. We do know that we do have water standing, all right, on the front side of this property when it does rain. All right, from time to time. So it's not like that, you know, I believe the whole water table, all right, in that area is up high. All right, all of Delaware just about is, you know, really you can dig probably 30 feet and hit water. So we don't really know what's gonna happen over the years. But when you have that massive building back there, all right, and it is close to the property line, who can say how much water is gonna be pushed onto the neighbor's house? You know, I guarantee you, if we came in and put, you know, 3-4 more feet of topsoil on the property, all right, there'd be complaints that we're running our water off onto other people's properties. There's two lots in back of that. How about if they came in and put up a building? You know, I understand what Ricardo says, and we were friends at one time until, you know, incident come up about that fence that was put up. All right, the expense had to go all the way to having a surveyor come out to show that that was on our property line. It wasn't until the other person on the other side of Ricardo, all right, came in to build his house. And then I guess he made a complaint also to Ricardo about his fence. So Ricardo took up the whole fence. We still got remnants of the fence that he put up in the yard, because when he ripped out that parts of the fence, concrete and everything else is still down, buried, all right, a couple inches underneath the ground because it all wasn't taken out. So, you know, my problem is, all right, with the water runoff, all right, and what happens later on if, you know, the amount of water that's coming off of these buildings, all right, is so great, all right, that it overwhelms that septic drainage field. And what happens, all right, when you're pulling all these pieces of equipment back there to that almost five-car garage, all right, when you compact in that soil, what happens to all the soil, the rainwater from that? So all I'm saying is, you know, could he move it? If the contractor that you hire, all right, told you something false, all right, then take that issue up with the contractor. Don't build a building, all right, and then come in after the fact and ask for a variance. Go back to that contractor and say, hey, you misled me. You're at fault. Take that to the court system. We're trying to be good neighbors, but it's very difficult, all right, when you have somebody that is so angry and gives gestures. There's tape.
We're here. Look, we're here for the,
okay,
for the shed.
Okay, so what I'm saying is we're trying to be good neighbors. All right, but at the same time, we've got to watch out for our own property. All right, and therefore, I'm in opposition of that building. If you can move it so that Mother Nature can take care of the problem herself. I think that's all.
Well, might have a question or two. Any questions?
I do, if any.
Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, you mentioned this drainage issue. When I look at the pole building where it's located, I look at where your property line is. Here's at its closest point, it's 15.1 feet from your property, which would comply with the county setback requirements as far as the side yard setback requirement between your property and his property. He has indicated that he has gutted it so that any of the rainwater would flow directly onto his property. Have you noticed where his gutters are? Is that a true statement?
No, I haven't taken, I try to stay away from there as much as possible.
Okay, I understand that. Now, the other thing that I notice is if he were to have to bring this into compliance, he could either bring it the almost 10 feet off the rear property line, in which case more of that structure would be towards the center of his property. As he noted, he'd also be able to turn it so that it's parallel to the side property line, in which case 60 feet of that structure would run parallel to your property line rather than 30 and would be further inward. So those would be the other options as far as that. Would you see an issue if he were to do that?
At this time, no, I couldn't see the issue with it. You know, the amount of rainwater coming off of it would come over time.
How would that differ from a drainage perspective as you see it versus what currently exists now?
Well, because what I'm doing, I'm maybe looking at whenever Doug puts up these other pieces of property to purchase a couple more pieces of property. All right, it would bother me.
Who's Doug?
The owner of the development.
Oh, the rear, the property to the rear.
Correct. It's being farmed.
Is he here today?
No, not that.
Okay. All right. We haven't received anything from him. That's why I was wondering. Okay. I have no further questions, but thank you for clarifying that.
Thank you.
I do have one question for you. So when this was under construction or in that period of time, did they have any kind of survey stakes out or anything to marking where it was?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of?
No.
Okay.
So it sounds like the drainage is your main concern.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just going to follow up on Mr. Sharp's question, ask it a slightly different way. If the building was moved and even turned, then it would be in compliance with the county code. But wouldn't that be worse as far as the drainage issue is concerned?
It's the area around that can absorb the water. You know, so would it be worse for me? I don't know, because, you know, when you have the water coming off, if you turn it and you have the water coming off the roof, where is that water going to end up? The ground around it has to absorb it. So the further he has it in on his property, therefore it won't be run off onto anybody else's property. His property would have to absorb that water. And that's what hopefully setbacks are, you know, part of what we're here for, is to come into compliance with setbacks. They're there for a reason. I don't know if he went out and said, hey, if I build this big of a building, you know, where is all this water, all right, from the building going to go? Can my land absorb all that water without running off to any of the neighbors' properties? I don't know if he did that. I do know that the water table, I know we've been in the drought. This whole summer, I think we've been in the drought. So we really don't know the effect of what this building is going to do to us.
Is there anybody else with a large building near you? On the road, neighbors-wise?
I think, three blocks down, they have a taller building, and I don't know if it's any larger as far as square footage.
I mean, we're talking about water and drainage. Have you noticed any issues with water around that building or running off into the field beside you, near them, or if they're that close? I just didn't know if you had seen any issues.
No, I haven't. The only issue I've seen was in front of Ricardo's. You know, when we have heavy rains, you know, a lot of water forms right there at the edge of that driveway and floods the front portion.
In the roadway?
And on his property, yeah, on his property, yes, sir.
So to hear you correctly, in the front of his property, not in the rear?
That's correct.
Okay, so you have never physically seen anything as far as, like, this is all an assumption that the drainage is going to be, or the drainage is an issue here, or is this, like, I'm trying to understand where you're coming up with it being a drainage issue, because as Mr. Sharp stated, to your property, he is in compliance as far as where he needs to be away from your property. I've not heard you say anything about, like, it came off the building and it flooded everything on both sides, and I just saw water pooling down into the other property. I haven't heard that from you. Is this all an assumption, or do you have, like, pictures of flooding?
Assumptions. Right. Assumptions only. Because I don't know what's going to happen. You know, we really haven't had heavy rains yet.
Any other questions from the board, Sharp?
I have nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Sir Knott, would you like to come up and respond to anything? Give you an opportunity to? Would you like to come up and respond to anything that was said? We'll give you an opportunity to? No? Okay. All right. Any other questions from the board? I will close the public hearing and entertain a, I'm sorry. Yes, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I'm wondering if there are any cases or if you give us any guidance. I'm thinking that relying on the contractor, I think, is definitely a factor in considering whether or not it's the not created by the applicant factor. So I'm just wondering how that applies to other factor as far as, like, cannot otherwise be developed. So can we, what kind of weight can we give to that in terms of?
Yeah, I mean, we have seen cases where the board has approved variances due to, you know, severe contractor error, you know, where something's been erected and can't easily be remedied. one comes to mind where a house was put in and there was a encroachment in the setback area, and it was a corner of the house, and it's a foundational piece, and you couldn't, you know, just easily remedy that. I mean, that's, we've seen, we've approved some cases like that. We've also had some where we've said, you know, you've got to go back because maybe there wasn't some unique characteristic there as well. And I know there's some, you know, we've heard some testimony about where a septic is located. We've heard some testimony about some flooding in the rear yard, or front yard, I should say. All things that the board could weigh, I suppose. But to your point, is there a specific case on that point? I'm not aware of one.
We can also send a letter to the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would typically do that in any event. And I would recommend that be made as part of any motion for or against. And of course, if the board needed more time on this too, you could always table it, and then it could be old business at our next meeting where you could discuss at that time what you'd want to do if you felt you needed more time to deliberate on it.
Mr. Chairman, I do make a motion that we do table this until our next meeting so we can have a little more time to think about some of these items, possibly get some better pictures of what's in place.
Well, we cannot have any additional records unless the board wanted to reopen and leave the record open for a purpose. We cannot have anything new other than what's already in the record. But you could make a motion to table it to allow you more time to think about what you've heard tonight and decide what, you know, come prepared to discuss it at the next meeting with and make a motion at that time.
Okay. I make a motion that we table it until our next meeting so we can deliberate and come to a conclusion at our next meeting.
I'll second the motion.
So I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Angry? Aye.
Mr. Lebinger?
Aye.
I'm going to vote nay. I was ready to vote tonight, but I'm just going to vote nay against it. But with a vote of 3-1, case number 13156 has been tabled to the next meeting. Mr. Sharp, I'm sure they would want like an explanation.
Yeah, what that means is you don't have to be at the next meeting. The record is closed. It will be put on the agenda as old business. The board will not hear any new testimony or evidence, nor will, if you were to submit anything to the planning and zoning office, would that be considered as part of the record. So the record is closed. The board will deliberate on this, review the record and the testimony, and then at the next meeting, it'll be on the agenda for the board to discuss and potentially act upon by making a motion at that time. You're welcome to be here for that meeting if you wish. You would just be an observer. Alternatively, they have the ability to watch this on the internet if you wanted to do that, or you could call the office the next morning to see what happened. And that next meeting will be 3 weeks from today.
January 26th.
If you have any more questions, you can always call the office in the morning if you need any more clarification.
I just had a question.
So my suggestion would be call staff in the morning. The record is closed, but right now the case is tabled. So that means the board has not rendered a decision for or against your application, and they're going to deliberate, and it'll be on the next meeting agenda to make a decision at that time. All right. Mm-hmm.